Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are at Agronomy on Ice, our broadcast being made possible by your channel seedsman. We've got Brent Coles from Newman Seeds and John Ahmet from Summit Seeds. We'll be talking to these folks as our program continues. We're going to first take a look at markets, and Carol Hart is standing by.
Yeah, thanks, Don. Now we send you back to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where Don Wick and Randy Conan are at Agronomy on Ice.
Thanks so much, Kara. That's right. We are at Agronomy on Ice at Devil's Lake. What a fun event. And we're with the folks from Channel Seeds. Barbecue being served. We've got the big tent going, and we invite folks to join us as the afternoon progresses. Brent Coles is with us from Newman Seeds, your Channel Seedsman. Brent, first of all, thanks for hosting us today.
Absolutely. A big shout-out to Red River Farm Network, too, for being able to take part in this third annual event that's held out here just off of the beautiful Woodland Resort. And it's doubling. This thing is it's just so much fun up here. And
so for the folks that aren't here, what is Agronomy on Ice all about?
Well, I think originally the original intent may be different than what it may should turn into, but you know, maybe a retailer type focus. But now as we get into more growers and more farmers wanting to get out, the you know, ice fishing in general is
yeah.
The game has changed with some of these ice houses you see out here, and it's just a fun event, different, and especially, you know, this year it's really turning into something big.
It's no doubt. Again, Channel Seeds here. You guys got the barbecue going. We got fish holes. Everybody's going to work here. Tell me why Channel's involved in this event itself.
Well, as I said earlier, you know, I think maybe the retail focus of it, we kind of wanted to turn it into more of a grower event type situation. People within the region, hour and a half away from here, that like to ice fish, or, you know, fishing the day before or the day after the Agronomy Ice is probably better than fishing the day of the event, because it is so much fun. But I think just for us to get in front of our growers, another chance to, you know, just say thanks for the business, and then also look for new business.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's kind of the camaraderie with everything.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, I guess, what's been missing from everybody. You know, we're outside, we're in a tent, we got plenty of distance, and we're able to converse and try and have some sort of normalcy. And it's North Dakota. It's the first part of February. The temps are mild. We got a little more wind today, but it's just feels good to be back out and be around guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just really quickly, how are things shaping up as far as seed sales as we go into this 21 season?
Well, it's the markets are keeping everything optimistic, and from a sales standpoint, I mean, it's been a banner year. We've had some successful products, new products that have launched, and
Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today on the Red River Farm Network from Agronomy on Ice. I'm Randy Conan along with Don Wick. We've got Kara Hart back at the studio. We'll also hear from Megan Overby as well. We're visiting with John Ahmet with Summit Seed. He's one of the channel seedsmen that graciously invited us in here, and got a nice tent here. It's warm in the tent, actually, and no fish yet, but we're sitting on top of what, 40 feet of water?
Yeah, we're a little deep, but we're giving it a college try, right?
That's right. Tell me about your role here at Agronomy on Ice.
Well, I'm a channel seedsman. I've been there for about 2 years now, and my role here is to get people out here, get people involved, bring some growers, promote channel, and just have a lot of fun. The biggest thing about this is it's a day of fun. It's not meant to be a day of work. We want people to come out and have a great time and really enjoy the whole day.
You know, it almost has this tailgate-type atmosphere.
It's great. You know, people are walking around. They've come through and grabbed some barbecue. We've got barbecue left, so if you haven't made lunch yet, come on over. We're not hard to find. But, somebody had some karma rolls at one place, and somebody else had some lutefisk. So people are kind of bopping around and just having a good time with it.
How is what's the spring shake been for you guys like?
Well, you know, we're pretty dry, and I think that's a good thing. We've had a lot of late wet springs the last few years. It won't take much of a rain to overcome the situation we've got as dry as we are. So I'm optimistic that we can open the ground up early with this, you know, we have minimal snow cover. So we get some nice days into later February, March, maybe we can open things up, start warming the soils up and have a chance at an early spring. We haven't had one of those for a while.
Right. How's the farmer attitudes when you're out visiting?
You know, everybody's really optimistic. The markets sure help, you know. We've seen something that nobody expected in both the corn and bean market. The wheat's kind of fallen behind a little bit. Hopefully that can catch up in a rally and put some optimism in that area of the markets. But, you know, guys are excited for next year just because there's a lot of potential there. We have a chance at a good spring, and we've got some chance to market some commodities.
Right. The going back to this event again, this is our third event. This is our first time being here as Red River Farm Network. You've been kind of watching this thing because you're close by here.
Yeah, I'm over by our villa, so I'm only an hour away. This is our second year here. And, yeah, it just keeps growing. Jason Hansen's the guy that started organizing this and does a great job, really promotes it. He's got a website, agronomyonice.com. Check it out. If you didn't come this year, hopefully you can come next year.
And it sounds like we even have a band starting up this afternoon.
That's the rumor, that somebody across the way in their tent is going to have a band playing today.
Once again, we're with your channel Seedsman as we come to you from Agronomy on Ice. Now back with more farm news, Kara Hart and Megan Overby.
Thanks, guys.
Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. As mentioned, we are at Agronomy on Ice, our broadcast made possible by your channel Seedsman, John Ahmet from Summit Seeds with us. And John, if anybody wants to do anything in the ag world, they better be here today, because I think everybody in our ag sector seems to be right here on the ice.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of people here today. Everybody's having a great time.
So let's talk channel. What's the point of difference when we talk about the seed world with channel seed?
Well, you know, I've been with Channel 2 years now, and Channel's been around for quite some time, and they are part of the Bayer company. So our genetics are coming out of the Bayer pool of genetics, and, you know, what brought me to the Channel world was, compared to what I was raising before, is I really liked what I saw. You know, we had the genetics really showed through in yield and in performance, you know, plant health, great agronomics, standability. It was really a good move.
So let's talk corn, first of all. Are there some hybrids and numbers that you're looking for in this area that should be top of mind?
Well, you know, we got quite a range of maturity in our area. Some guys will push it out to the later 80-day maturities, and we got guys that are in the very early 80 to late 70-day market. And we've got a 179-12, which is really a really good performer considering its maturity. NDSU had it in some trials, and it just really looks like a rock-solid early corn, something that's got legs to go, that'll run with a mid-80-day corn.
What about soybeans?
You know, our 0320 is a great bean. That's one of our new beans that's really standing out right now. It's got good IDC, good performance package, good disease tolerance, just an all-around solid platform with a high-end yield potential.
Availability okay on those?
You know, so far, we've got product available. But you know what? It's tightening up. You know, the corn and soy markets are pushing guys to put more acres into those directions. And it's going to get tight here fast.
So I guess the word of advice is book now, or book
it
early.
If you still have some acres that you've got, you know, you're not decided on, it's time to make those decisions if that's the direction you want to go.
No doubt about it. John Ahmet with us from Summit Seeds. Again, John is your channel seedsman. We are at Agronomy on Ice at Devil's Lake, and you're listening to the Red River Farm Network. More farm news now with Kara Hart.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good afternoon. We are here at Agronomy on Ice on the Red River Farm Network. We're visiting with the channel seedsman, Brent Coles, with us from Newman Seeds. Brent, we had a group of young ladies. Actually, we had a bunch of kids come through here earlier today. It's nice to see those young people involved in agriculture.
Well, Randy, it sure is. It's a glorious thing to see. We had some University of Minnesota Crookston students here from the Ag Department, as well as the Lake Region kids locally here. And I know since its inception here, the Lake Region kids have been instrumental and helped set up, do a lot of things and interact. And it's really great to see all these kids.
We got a full tent here today. I love the excitement that we're having. It's fantastic. Brent, let's talk about some of the soybean varieties that you think guys should be looking at here in your footprint.
Yeah, so in Western Trail, Eastern Steel County, we are pretty much in that 03 to 1.0 maturity range. And, you know, the 03 2.0 was new last year and just a rock star for Xtend Flex soybean. We have an 07 2.1, which is new, which we're excited to see. We're going to take baby steps with it on placement for IDC and some of those concerns, but you know, on the right piece of ground, we've certainly got the varieties to fit.
Well, again, Brett, we appreciate you guys hosting us here from Agronomy on Ice. It's been a great day.
It has been great, and we again thank you guys as well for being able to participate, and look forward to a long-standing relationship of this event, because I think it's only going to continue to grow.
Yeah, our broadcast may be wrapping up, but Agronomy on Ice is far from wrapping up. We got the fun continuing well into the night tonight, so please join us. Again, our broadcast made possible by your channel seedsmen, John Ahmet from Summit Seeds, Brent Coles from Newman Seeds, with Randy Kuhn, and I'm Don Wick. Kara, bring us up to date on markets.
March Minneapolis.